I hear an army charging upon the land, and the thunder of horses plunging, foam about their knees. Arrogant in black armor, behind them stand, disdaining the reins, with fluttering whips, the charioteers. They cry into the night their battle name. I moan in sleep when I hear from afar their whirling laughter. They cleave the gloom of dreams, a blinding flame clanging upon the heart as upon an anvil. They come shaking their long green hair. They come out of the sea and go running by the shore. My heart, have you no wisdom thus for despair? My love, why have you left me alone? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not a rerun, not a repeat, but an original episode of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Alive, alive, oh, it's alive, it's alive. Yes, a live performance. And the first Schlugener red button is pressed, but I think I'll just check again anyway. We don't want those gremlins halting our vital message. Yes, the red button has been pressed, and as long as I'm here, it's not going to be unpressed. There is only a small amount of control that one can have over this equipment and the vagaries attendant upon its disruption, as last week, to my profound distress, I discovered, when all of the stuff worked but it wouldn't play, it wouldn't sound through the equipment, and the mysteries were beyond me. All I could do was check all the connections with shaking fingers, look at the dials and indicators, and yet it takes someone with far greater skill than mine to ensure that we have a show. Someone with an inherent, natural ability to intuit what may be wrong. That person is K-Rob. but he was not there last week, and one cannot expect a deus ex machina to come creaking down from the ceiling to save one's bacon. One must be prepared for the ultimate negation, not hatred, not opposition, but indifference. And now, we are prepared to launch forth on perilous seas in fairy lands forlorn on our program. We opened with a poem by James Joyce. Yes, he wrote poems, and that is one of them. I hear an army charging upon the land, as today, unless we deliberately deafen ourselves, we hear such an army charging upon our land, and a crucial moment approaches when all life centers upon a point, and one cannot take the dilettante's weary excuse of, oh, I never pay attention to politics. You'll never pay attention until they march you away for political incorrectness. Not what you have been told to believe is that, but what has come to be any opposition to the bulbous Republicans and their greasy businessmen and tech lords. But we shall see. We are living out the old Chinese curse often so cited. May you live in interesting times. They are at least that. And although these villains hate learning, knowledge, arts and education, and science especially, those things have a way of perpetuating themselves in all kinds of manifestations, not just the overt ones. And in its small way, this program is such a manifestation. Perhaps it seems grandiose to say so. Delusions of grandeur. I can hear some cynics saying as they knock back grog in their safe adyta, but one must actually physically come here to this room, this institution known as Radio Valencia. If you like Radio Valencia, and if you want it to continue, it would help if you listened to it. And in fact, its level of programming is pretty good. Perhaps it is, as some have charged, slanted toward a particular narrowing of taste in the great spectrum of possible music and sounds. But one must make choices. One must choose in order to produce the exactness and veracity of art. And so on we go, one foot after another, marching onward, ever onward, forward, through barrages, through fusillades of arrows and ballistas, and perhaps survive, since all our stories and legends indicate that in every convulsion of history or nature, there are some survivors. Will it be me? Perhaps not, but it may be you. I do not prophesy unadvisedly. One's guesses are synthesized by what we might call the being known as God, or a God. But those who have been attendant listeners to these Bobcasts know that I refer to an inboard mechanism, one which exists within every one of us, which loves us and wishes to help. We must only cultivate the ability to dampen or shut down the chatter of the point of consciousness, the ego that considers itself the be-all and the end-all, for the greater surrounding understanding to provide us with what we require. As it was in the beginning, it will and ever shall be. Show without end. Amen. Amen.
It's all counterfeit creation. Inexpertly glued together and taped with pieces of dirty cellophane tape.
Nobody's even noticed that I've added lights to the radio. Ill-suited and ill-designed.
What'd you say there, Hal?
Oh, I mean, you did? Cellophane?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to sell that one to the listeners.
This is Spycheck.
And Michael Pepe, when will we see him or hear him again and see him in the mind's eye on Reloadio? Who knows? Maybe even tomorrow.
Great Scott.
At least it's K-N-K.
And we have other guests coming on Reloadio and to this program. We hope that next week Jet will land, as has been long promised, and describe his current work with the mayor and city of Oakland. Yes, we are not ineffectual dilettantes, but actually secretly working behind the scenes of our civilization with our hands on the levers, buttons, and switches.
Out of their two-car garages into outer space.
Actually, if you want me to...
Leaving behind their three children...
Outer space.
They were World War II vets who all voted for Trump.
Yeah.
This is
probably
a Twilight Zone episode?
Because Trump's a robot.
This is...
I remember how to take the echo off.
America.
Oh, welcome to hell. What happened to Welcome to Hell?
The gang will put on a show. They always seem to be putting on a show.
You mean Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland?
It's the third setting.
And they decorate the dog.
Hey, guys and gals. Let's put on a show.
Every day is
we can use the old barn. We can put on some funny costumes and get an audience to come in and pay 50 cents.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm in the stomach of a...
Wrong, Reagan.
In the heaving stomach of a gigantic leviathan. Now the groaning stomach of a growing nation requires a fulsome feed. To provide a dinner for the population is a mighty task indeed.
Oh, yeah, we have to be on the same page. Is that
it
the
helps
page?
You synchronize your events and coordinate. Well, there are no pages here to help in that way. Although occasionally there are.
I think we're talking about the script of life and that...
Yes.
On a different page of
right here at the top of the page, we have page numbers. So
they're diagrams.
These metaphorical euphemisms.
There's also a kind of
into the story.
What do you call it? Like a comic strip? You know,
happenings, things that have happened before, and creative
a series of images. Which
some of them are happening.
Illustrate these.
Yes, there's constant turnover. The engine of the universe is idling. Much is happening.
So much. While you're just sitting there and you're.
Yes. Well, let's not run the listeners down with our engines.
Dr. Hal's been working his tail off for you.
You know it, Philo. That's why I have no caudal appendage.
I want to pet you like an animal.
Yeah, you got the
scary. I want to peel you from the inside.
Coffee.
TV 20, San Francisco. Sex makes you happy to be awake at 3 a.m.
You can have coffee with us. A delicious beverage.
Bring me closer to God.
And I tend to mistrust those who wince when you offer them coffee and say, oh, no, none of that for me. I'll just have some herbal tea. You know, it might be bloody hard to dig up the herbal tea.
But it was like the best.
And furthermore, coffee is an herb. You think it's manufactured in a stainless steel factory?
They did that in Star Trek? They remixed Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah, they did Closer.
Wow.
Closer to God! They did not, but they did it with a Spock and Kirk, like, sex thing. You know?
Wow. And that shows you, and then you think about it, that's so weird, but that's amazing. Well, if it had been in a movie of the 90s, and it probably was, it would be like a forward-looking, you know, hip, futuristic thing.
Yeah, like...
But now looking back...
Like The Crow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Crow, man.
Or Batman Returns. What is this called? The
Batman Returns.
I don't think so.
As a dog returneth to his vomit, so returneth a fool to his folly.
I'm like moving. You can't even see it on a GPS.
This is like
small distance.
This is the 11th dimension, then.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I pretty much just go into an 11th dimension to go home.
But
you know, I don't know why people would use any other dimension.
No. Well, you know, it's quicker. It just doesn't bottle you up in the freeway. You can just
Michael Pepe. You know, I would
just go around those other 10.
I'm sure you know about
all of them. You know what they are.
You probably haven't heard about this. It's rather obscure.
Well, I have heard about it. What happened was, as you know,
over here. From the Anomalous Materials Lab. Yes, I recognize you. Hello there. Big day today, Freeman. But I hope no one expects me to start up the generator. Hello there. Are you sure you checked all the donuts? Hello there. Do you think we should delay all the donuts? Hello there. Couldn't we try to capture a donut? Yes. Hello there. It appears the donut system has failed. Hello there. Aren't you a bit worried about that donut? Hello there. With my brains and your donuts. Hello there. We'll make an excellent donut. Hello there. Do you still say there's nothing to donut theory? Hello there. I believe this will make for a notable donut. I can give you something for the donuts. Don't worry, I am a donut. You still say there's nothing to donut theory? I don't think so. Freeman! Freeman! Freeman, you fool! I can't think much more of this. Freeman, you fool! No! I don't want to die! No! Shut up, you fool! Are you insane? Stop attacking immediately! Freeman, you fool! My God, what are you doing? This is as far as I go. This is as far as I see. This is as far as I wait. This is as far as I... This is as far as I go. This is as far as I run. This is as far as I repeat. This is as far as I go. Right. For a change? Freeman! Freeman! Freeman, you fool! It's about to go critical. All right. You fool! No! I don't want to die! No! Donuts, you fool! Why do we all have to get these ridiculous ties? You fool! We need some responsibility. Don't you, you fool! Oh, my God, we're doomed! Sorry, I'm leaving now.
Have a very...
made our universe. Not expanded, you know, what do you call it?
I don't know. K-Rob? Yes or no? Nodding, yeah, yes.
He nods his head. That's
there you go.
For me.
Have you seen my coffee cup? That's
like, no.
How to take vote on Michael Pepe's proposition to unify the universe string theory.
Please unify the universe, I go home.
So aren't you supposed to be in the anomalous materials laboratory?
Otherwise, I might miss my trajectory.
This is what happened according to the great Edgar Witten, who not only came up with the 11-dimension string theory in the first place,
hippie,
and then three other people came up with more versions of it, and there were four versions, and he subsumed all four into himself, into a one huge version, and that's the version of reality that we have.
On the Reality Channel.
Five viewers. What the hell are you doing? What happened?
What happened to humanity?
We have five viewers? Oh boy. Oh joy. Viewers equals listeners in this medium.
Stop listening. Go to sleep now.
Stop!
It's impossible. They want to keep going.
Impossible?
It will never stop.
Nothing is impossible. Except
sweat from the ears.
Lighting a match on a cake of soap.
Just think of those people.
Now I have headphone hair.
Those people? What are you saying?
Headphone hair. Sweating and bleeding for your show, right?
Wheat checks. Rice checks. Never wear stripes with checks.
Well, let's.
Or Poles, or Bohunks, Latvians.
Get us some, cotton candy.
Oh, here we are.
Cotton candy? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll take a cone.
I'm ready to roll. Every
this was turned into a skating rink after that guy.
Oh yes,
well,
look at them go around and around.
And have yourself some good old
over to that big banner of K-Rob at the end, and then back this way.
And roller skates.
Back to the refreshment stand.
Some decorative trash cans on the corner.
It's time to stretch and fetch. Make yourself comfortable and feed on the refreshments we provide. Hot buttered popcorn, warm and good.
101.1
soft drinks, all colors.
State of communication.
Come on, man, be cool.
Hot dogs, fixed the way you like.
It's a perfect man.
Taste a piece of Disa pizza for the touch of old Napoli.
Exchange of ideas.
That would be very.
How about a hot tamale?
Also about everything, even emergency
candy bars. We are experiencing testicle difficulties. Please stand by. All righty. We'll try it. We'll try it.
Those
echoing voices we hear or ignore.
Who can ever tell? It's all counterfeit creation, inexpertly glued together.
I tell you, there's something the matter with this equipment.
Pieces of dirty cellophane tape.
Nobody's even noticed that I've added lights to the radio. Ill-suited and ill-designed.
What'd you say there, Hal?
Oh, you did?
Well, I'm just talking about the way some of this stuff works or doesn't work. As a matter of fact, it doesn't always work. I think our listeners understand that fairly well. There's always some place where we fall kersplat right on our face. That's why my nose is so flattened after all these years. I know a lot of people don't mention it. That's because they're polite. But here, at this hour, at this time, we must mention what is true and real.
If the show be worth the winning, think it's worth enjoying.
That's what I say.
Oh, no, not so fast. You're not going anywhere.
How many
minutes? I'm not? Gosh. You mean I have to sit here in the cold and do this show?
We'd like more suggestions.
That's the ghost of Don Joyce there.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Oh, come on. Let's not share our special secrets with the public. Our secrets. As I was walking down the street, some billboards met my eye. The advertisements pasted there would make you laugh and cry. The wind and rain came down the street and washed one half away. The other half remaining there would make those billboards say, oh, smoke a Coca-Cola, tomato, ketchup, cigarettes. See Lillian Russell wrestle with a box of cascarettes. Heinz pork and beans will meet tonight and fight a finish fight. And overcoats are selling out. Overcoats are selling out. Overcoats are selling out in the middle of the night.
1 more minute to go. We
will be changing the rules to change. TikTok, it's 3 o'clock and the rules, they all did change.
People don't get to become regulars.
Because everything is strange. And then I swing on a cobweb swing high up in the sky.
These rules appear to
constantly change. And the callers laugh as I giggle and sing.
Upsie daisy die.
It's less than 1 minute.
It's getting pretty exciting.
All the rules will change.
Yeah, we've even got the bottled up spirit of Jim Kennedy here, who left a long time ago for the country of Moldova, now menaced by Soviet aggression.
For some of these exciting tapes coming up in the second part.
These rules appear to constantly change.
Oh, yeah, they changed that one. I guess we aren't going to do that after all.
Well, I'm not going next door to get a nice stiff drink over to the makeout room, but I could, because the joint is jumping.
The way you walk, I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. You my baby, I got my eyes on you.
It's just so damn cold in here.
I like the way you sweat.
It was in the high 30s the other night in Cupertino.
I like the way you sweat. I like the way you sweat. You my baby, I got my eyes.
I would, but far away is she.
You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You my baby, got my eyes on you. In your neighborhood. Well, I see you every day. You might be, I got my eyes on you.
I was born down south on a chicken farm near Nashville, Tennessee. Weren't nobody there but a sky full of air, 17 billion chickens and me. And then one day I said, hey, 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 I think I'll drop a little LSD. Well, it blew my mind. I got real kind and I set them chickens free. And there was chickens in the pasture, chickens in the barn, chickens in the cauliflower, chickens in the corn, chickens driving Cadillacs to Washington, D.C. When I set my chickens free.
Cleaning the board.
Bye.
Ready to change everything right before your
Bye.
Ears. Let's even change the reverb setting. Yeah.
Bye.
We've had this number 8 on a long time. Let's go to something really different. Make it sound totally different. A 29. Listen to that.
Ooh.
Hey, it's only in the
black gets the pitch.
It's only in the left channel.
I thank whatever gods made me.
No, hey, what the?
Why is it only in the left channel?
Because all the rules have changed.
In the fell clutch of
different.
Entirely different show.
I have not winced or cried aloud.
No, I'm wearing
under
the
under the cost bludgeonings of charge. My head is
there you
bloody,
go.
But unmarked.
Wow.
Yeah. I wondered where that was most of the show.
I never even noticed. You should have brought that up.
Well, I thought it was the blooper. But the horror. Now I'm down in the bottom of a big old cement tube.
Maybe that's a little bit too big. Maybe 22.
There we go.
Would be more like it.
It matters. A little more elegant. Straight
the game. Now, my idea for phase two is that I'm not running the show at all.
Okay.
Buzzling Evidence is running the show, so I don't have to say anything except one thing before I go.
Which is?
I'd like to start.
I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
The Springfield Rifle for Nordstrom's.
Style. Wish I had a dime for every hostile shoe. Gotta decide on what I want for me. I've told you why. I think you surely see. There are girls about 100 that buy their shoes at Nordstrom's. Now I think you know why.
They can even fit a Springfield rifle.
Nothing can be created.
I don't even have a script.
Okay, Hal, that's the end of the whining.
I was whining too.
Now we're going into the Roman philosopher Lucretius, who said,
"Nothing can be created out of nothing."
That's right. Nothing can be created out of nothing. Let's analyze that.
Compare and contrast nothing.
Start with nothing.
You have to start with something, said Lucretius. Titus Lucretius Carus, the Roman poet and natural philosopher.
But how did the primordial atom first
arise? Nihil ex nihil fit.
Sure.
I was thinking about that just the other day. Okay.
People don't even understand the concept of the Big Bang. They think they do. Oh, but they don't. They don't.
Just a little background music.
You see, people think the Big Bang is something that started far away and was in a certain location. And then there was a huge bang, a huge noise, a huge transfer of energy. And our universe began to expand from that point. And that is absolutely wrong. The thing is, there wasn't anything to expand into. There was nothing. Nihil ex nihil fit. There was nothing. All the universe was filled with energy, such as it is. But this so-called bang began to engage it and created the original surge whose benefits we reap even today.
I am doing that all the time during the regular show, just like I'm doing it now.
And you should also be dressed up like Aunt Bertha.
I don't whine.
Aunt Bertha, dial a story. Box one, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Goodbye now.
Yes, the egg. The primordial egg in the center of the universe. And it could have been
a nice kind of roll
like
to it, you know, our voices roll from the back of Cafe This forward.
Saw, thinking that the
and
giant
go scooting out the front door.
Laid the egg. Well,
there we go.
Hey,
People often ask, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which was there a primordial first? Egg chicken? Out of which the first chicken hatched, or did in fact some chicken lay the first egg? I am in a position to say that the egg predated the chicken. There it was, sparkling and gleaming in the center of the cosmos.
Disgusting.
Its shell flung back to the effulgence of the newly created world. This giant round egg, round like the world itself, which makes the world go round and so forth. Although some folks say it's flat, but that is never here.
You're digressing now. It was going so well for a little while, and then you lost your train of thought.
The dome of this mosque that Sinbad thought he saw, it was actually the egg of the rock. The gigantic
so you
bird
saw
who darkens the sky with the inky tenebrous blackness of his outstretched wings.
There we go. No sampling, no sampling.
And inside this egg...
We promise if you go to the show, there won't be,
percolates
well,
and burbles,
a lot of sampling.
Nothing else
be less
but...
Yeah,
can be then less than you think.
And I won't be there.
A huge
we'll be over here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Now you must remember that all embryos look something like a particularly repulsive and helpless human being.
Oh, you tell that story.
Embryos of any creature, whether it's an aardvark or a Tyrannosaurus Rex or even a mandrill or
suppose an
a
ostrich.
Basilisk.
What if it was an ostrich?
Or the rice that killed the poppy cockalorum and the cockalorum.
A wolverine. What about a wolverine?
Basil wolverine, yes. The woolly wolverine, also the thick-skinned badger, the splatnuck, and its relative, the calling dark-mouthed moth, all came from an egg.
How about
the fundamental unit of the germplasm?
How about the moose?
Ah, the moose on the loose as well. But before there was a moose, there had to be a goose, that is to say, an egg layer. And this early layer was preceded by later layers who laid other eggs, and so on, ad infinitum, ad nauseam.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Okay, I personally, I think that's enough about eggs.
I'm just getting started. Now, inside the egg, you've got the yolk, and you've got the allantois, the chorion, and the amnion. The amnion, of course, is the central portion of each egg, as we say in the Midwest, or egg, as we say everywhere else. Often when you've cracked open an egg, you might have noticed a tiny bloody spot on one end. Well, it's good that you did notice it, because...
Well, that was very interesting, and now... Puzzling Evidence, doing his Don Joyce impression, is...
What's this, section A?
Oh, amniote egg, what a perfect little keg.
Oh, that's a section
out of
B.
The ocean, onto the land, the fin becomes the foot, and the foot becomes the hand.
Well, let's see if Rob's on the line. Maybe he can give us some ideas.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be caller number 8.
Rob,
here I am.
Rob, what do we do now?
Help.
The whining part is over, isn't it?
Do you want some more whining? We could whine again very easily.
They can whine quite a bit.
Rob, how'd you like
when
that whining?
You are a round person who has been whining for a long time.
Okay, 2 seconds of whining. Ready?
Feel?
1, 2, 3.
I didn't like...
What do you think?
Okay, how was that?
What do you do?
Hal, that's... Hal, he only wanted 2 seconds. Hal, only 2 seconds of whining.
Oh, no.
2 seconds to Hal.
We're way down.
6 years to
you
normal people.
Irritated.
That was 2 years of Hal
years.
Time.
Okay, now what?
Yeah,
now let's do something interesting.
I don't have a 93.
I have a 93.
No, the Aspen is a 70s car.
What about the Electra?
I spent all my money on a 1976 Aspen.
Yeah. So now we have to drag it out of the parking lot and set it on fire out in front of the station.
The moon was shining sulkily because
the
sun had got no business
you
being
think we're
there
okay.
After the day was done.
Hello, little caller.
Puzzling over the evidence.
There you go. You got the title right.
You got the title right. Congratulations. You win...
what
did I think he wins his own monthly show on KPFA. Oh.
He wins.
And since there aren't going to be any more next month, that goes that.
Starting in July, once a month, you can have your show impeded too.
So let's start a new contest. Caller number 5 wins a date with Uncle Hal.
No!
Unless they submit to the rules.
Date with Aunt Bertha?
You may think your customer service is not fun to be.
Yeah, we're cool.
The point is to win a date with me, but not
we're the cat's pajamas with little Velcro fasteners.
Oh, stop. All right. Those things away.
Yeah, we're the hot chocolate Jesus.
Oh, and we're dressed really sharp.
Turp. I look like William Shatner on a hot Saturday night.
Yes, he's wearing a ratty wig.
Shatner, right. Now, put that away. We've got something serious here.
Something serious. 911. Yeah, come on. We're going to kick people out of here. Time's up. Drink your coffee. Get out. It's 10 after closing time.
Let's have the janitor.
All you have to do is turn this show up really loud, and I assure you they'll leave.
You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying.
And even the policemans are scared away due to the horizontal influx of decibels.
It's impossible because everyone, once someone starts talking over someone else, then the second person starts talking louder, and then the first person starts talking louder, and then the whining person starts talking louder. Don't you think I haven't noticed it? My meter's been a pig here, and it's probably been a pig in your house too. There's nothing we can do about it.
Don, we're supposed to stop whining now.
So everybody get up out of bed, go over to your VCR, and check the needles to make sure they're not pegging. Or if you have little digital readouts, make sure the little squares aren't flying off the box onto the floor.
And what movie are we providing dialogue to this time?
Special Effects.
Special Effects with Eric Bogosian.
Which we can't see right now.
But we can pretend we do.
Yeah,
because it's radio.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's
radio.
The
right
movie.
Now, it would be the scene where the girls. No, the beginning scene is she's posing for some photographers.
And there's a gum chewing thug.
These are little birdies in the background.
No, those are electronic.
When my baby walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet.
Here
all right,
she
not
comes,
that funny.
Just a walking so down the street.
Just like you hear
it's that laughing back there.
Doo-wah, diddy.
Birdie with a yaller bill hopped upon my windowsill, cocked his sleepy eye and said, "Ain't you shamed, you sleepy head?"
I woke up, dressed,
and it was all a dream.
I got ready for my job.
It was a dark and stormy night outside the gates of Paris.
We don't have jobs.
66.
I, being the challenge,
26 tapes in a row.
My rusty, trusty pistol. I fired. He fell. We rushed to a nearby inn where I met a tall, dark, and job. Who said it was a dark and stormy night outside the gates of Paris. I, being the challenge party, drew my rusty knife to me. I fired a
scruple.
We rushed to a nearby cafe, where I met a short, fat, and dumpy woman. Hey, calm down back there. I can't. I got to hear. Hey,
microphone, they're dirty.
Beagle, go and check the brains.
Just the brains. Oh, I know. Hey, for like 5 minutes or so, let's be funny instead of silly, okay?
Okay, yeah, all right.
Starting now.
No, in 5 minutes.
Okay.
We got to rest
five
up.
Minutes? Okay, work up to it.
Yeah.
5 minutes will be 3:20, and I get asked for that call. Someone comes through with that.
So, yeah. Can I call you from here? Would that help?
Round out the bottom end, even resorting to bowing and
slightly
versus alpha. Hit me upside the wrench with a slug face
on the
mama.
Tape. That's confusing.
Yep.
Drummer
yep.
Yeah.
Because these sample whistles can really throw the whole show off.
In the course of the 9-hour show, the band spits out song after song, like a freight train barely contained on the rails. Rumbling and chuffing
now,
and
see,
puffing.
What's Hal talking about? Nobody's paying
who cares?
Attention
but
to
him. But what if Gargamel sees us?
Well, it's certainly
about
not his
freight
fault.
Freight trains and something.
He just talks.
You can't listen to this many people at once.
When,
how many people can you listen to at once?
I'm gravely offended.
I'd say about 3 at the most.
Okay, so how many do we have right now?
We have 4. That's 1 too many. Somebody's got to go.
Well, it might as well be me. I'm caught in the circle of Papilius.
But you're the only one who's interesting. All right, there he goes.
Just grab those little
ignore me.
Print dresses he wears.
Yeah.
Let's go down to 17.
Okay, 17 people talking at once?
It was a very good year for microphones of independent.
Let's go down to 1.
I thought you were out of here.
1 sounds like.
I'm not the only one trapped within the circle of Popelius.
Little Chris.
We all are in our own way.
Lights dim to black and strange music begins.
Man, is it cold on this so-called radio station. It's freezing.
I want to tell you about Electra.
Yeah, here it is.
A single spotlight comes on, illuminating Michelle, dressed in
nails,
face covered by a mask.
Some hot food would be nice.
Prince would have
hot
used 10 years ago on
stage. Yeah.
Everybody thought it was really
unfortunately,
neat.
Well, pretty neat.
There's why none to be had. Not that anywhere.
The indecisive symbol who used to be Prince.
No, he was Prince 10 years ago. Now he's the indecisive.
But you remember what Tiny Tim said about the midnight supper?
Following Tiny Tim's sensational concert debut, the Bus Jocks hosted a midnight supper right on the stage of the Santa Monica Civic. It was a wild, celebrity-packed party. And this is Sam Riddle inviting you to dig the scene.
Standing next to Tiny is Jim Webb. Jim, what'd you think of the performance tonight?
I thought it was marvelous. I thought the production was great. The singing was, of course, great.
What do you think of Jim Webb's material, such as MacArthur Park, Tiny?
Oh, Mr. Riddle, they're great.
Thank you.
They're great.
Thank you very much.
I'm not trying to tell you because he's here. Do you know that Mr. Webb has recaptured, you know, the melody again, you know? Melody is the thing that hits, you know. It's not only words alone, and melody is the thing that always was a smash. Yeah, take your greatest songs, Babyface, I'm Looking Over Four-Leaf Clover, even Happy Together, yes. I've Been Away My Toy Balloon. And the reason for that is that they're up there because the melodies are great, they're different, they're simple, but they're yet original.
There's more to Tiny Tim than meets the eye, and you'll hear his entire story on Boss Radio.
God bless Tiny Tim.
Like a metronome is
Someone left a bottle of gin in their studio.
Alive and alive. Cockles and mussels, alive. They wear barras, through streets and through narras, singing cockles and mussels, alive. She was a fishmonger, in faith was no wonder, for so were her mother and father before. They trundled their barrels through streets and narrows, singing alive. She died of a fever, and none could relieve her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles.
That's about page 12.
Get the mask and the
in 176 B.C., Caius Popelius Linus was sent by the Roman Senate to Antiochus Epiphanes, the tyrant of Syracuse, to try to force him to give back the large part of Egypt which he had attempted to abscond with, owing to the youthfulness of its
owner. Tonight, Thomas is going to meet the Green Hornet.
Caius Metellus, or whatever the hell his name was, drew a circle about him in the sand, and said that before he stepped forth from his enchanted circle, he must return to the Roman Senate.
He didn't want to wait around for Antiochus to temporize. That was Caius Popelius Linus, of course.
Wow, it's stereo.
Not to be confused with Mucius Scaevola.
See you next week at the Santa Rosa Show.
He wanted to show the barbarians that a Roman was in always superior.
We haven't asked the callers.
And so he thrust his right hand into the fire and let it burn. And this indeed impressed the barbarians. They thought he was so crazy that they weren't going to bother to fight anymore. Ever since then, Scaevola, well, the name Scaevola means lefty.
Few others out there, they can't even articulate their primitive wants and desires.
That's true. They're mere pinkies, mere bobbies of this.
Now look at that. Just a little bit of derision causes the board to light up like the veritable cliché of Christmas trees.
So we'll ignore them.
Well, I don't have the ability to push the buttons.
And do I have that ability?
No, nobody does. Nobody except the Grand Inquisitor.
That's too much power for any one human being to wield.
Power to make the world grovel.
Power. Power to participate in the annual Edgar Allan Poe Electric Memorial Concert.
Whoa, whoa, flip the tape, flip the tape.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, it worked. The system works.
See?
A system-wide system work.
There's hardly any noise. You could speak uninterrupted.
Everyone thinks I want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, say what you wanted to say. Do it now. Do it now.
Oh, isn't that a little taste of something really wonderful happening, by the way. The 118th annual Edgar Allan Poe Electric Memorial Concert is going to be held this coming Saturday night at 8:30 until the wee small hours of the morning, hullabaloo. And that's October the 7th, and it's going to be a memorial concert and breakfast with Steve Miller's Blues Band, the Kaleidoscope, the West Coast Branch, Taj Mahal, the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band, Bluesberry Jam, and the Outlaw Blues Band, and it's going to be a real kicky thing. You want to be on hand for that on behalf of student mobilization to end the war in Vietnam. That'll be at the hullabaloo.
Oh, that war in Vietnam will never end.
And clearer it is.
Smaller, but clearer.
None of this ugly overlapping.
Hey.
So often clogs your eardrum.
There's even less samples.
The unsightly noise of idle.
You mean the...
You mean the...
Unseemly.
You mean the unsoundly noise.
Unsoundly noise. Yes,
well,
that's right.
Unsightly, isn't it?
But
did you have a point, Dr. Joyce?
Style was more important than substance.
I guess
style was more important.
It actually allows tapes to creep in between the various conversants.
Now you're confusing me because I don't hear any tapes.
That was a tape.
How entertaining this could have been if any of
that's entertainment.
Well, that's okay. The theme of the first hour was that it wasn't entertaining, and now it will be entertaining.
All right, consider now the sun has been talking up that accident.
There's still more than an hour of show left. I don't understand why we have to throw in the towel now.
Are we throwing in the towel now?
Don't throw that towel too far. We might need it.
So now what do we do?
Well, let's go on to a plane of virtual reality.
Oh, boy.
A topic I don't think anyone's dealt with in quite a long while.
Okay, viewers, put on your goggles.
Yeah, let's do something with virtual reality.
You have to attach these nervous system stimulators. Put your fingers in the aperture here.
Show my collection of dinosaur movie outtakes.
Say, that sounds mighty entertaining.
You do? Yes, I've been compiling.
It's an engineered reality.
Uncle Jim's Real History of the Dinosaurs.
I want to see it.
Begins with Windsor McKay, works its way up to Jurassic Park.
You mean it's in some sort of...
You bet Jurassic. All things acted on Earth are seen in the bright sculptures of Los's halls, and every age renews its powers from these works. With every pathetic story possible to happen from hate or wayward love. And every sorrow and distress is carved here. Every affinity of parents, marriages, and friendships are here, in all their various combinations wrought with wondrous art. All that can happen to the human being in a pilgrimage of 70 years. Negations, I meant to say, are not contraries. Let us be clear on that point. They know not why they love, nor wherefore they sicken and die. calling that holy love which is envy, revenge, and cruelty, which separated the stars from the mountains from man, and left man a little groveling root outside of himself. Negations are not contraries. Contraries mutually exist, but negations exist not. Exceptions and objections and unbelief.